On the one-year anniversary of the financial earthquake that was Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, the downturn may be over, but don't get too excited.
Even though, from a technical perspective, the recession is very likely over at this point, it's still going to feel like a very weak economy for some time.
That's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. He was speaking at a Washington think tank today. Memories of 9/15/2008 did not hold markets down. The Dow gained 57 points to close at 9,683. The NASDAQ and the S&P also showed modest gains. Cranes is reporting New York's public TV station Channel 13 is facing a constellation of fiscal woes, including reduced contributions from viewers and an investigation by the Justice Department into its bookkeeping. Also today, computer maker Dell will pay $4 million to settle a case accusing the company of false advertising more than a year ago. Going forward, New York AG Andrew Cuomo says Dell must tell customers that most of them do not qualify for free financing or next-day repair service. When Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy exactly 1 year ago today, the reverberations were felt in all corners of the economy, not only banking. We take a look at one company affected by Lehman's collapse. Maureen Hennigan is CEO of Hennigan Construction, a New York City contractor specializing in the financial industry's building needs. Her firm did business with Lehman for almost a decade.
We've done many things for them over the years, including trading floors, data centers, as well as general office space, executive space, that kind of thing.
Hennigan says she's been hearing rumors about Lehman's solvency all through the summer of 2008, but there was no way to prepare for the confusion following the bankruptcy filing.
It was kind of scary for us. It was It was very scary. They owed us and many other people a lot of money. We initially found it hard to find someone to talk to. And we also found that the people we did know didn't know what was going on either. We had a lot of waiting and sort of glimmers of hope and then no communication and a lot of uncertainty.
Hennigan won't say exactly how much money Lehman owed her firm. About 2 months after the bankruptcy filing, she says her company got back the amount in full.
When we did finally get paid, it was we were very, very appreciative. Most of the work that gets done under our contract is performed by subcontractors. So it would have had an impact not only on us, but it would have had a major impact on many subcontractors who are also hardworking and loyal and good business people. We would not have been able to pay them.
The months that have followed, Maureen Hennigan says, have been some of the toughest she's faced since she took over for her father's construction business in 1991. Hennigan Construction has let go of about 15 staff at its Midtown headquarters and even more in its field operations. Commissions from the biggest banks on Wall Street, once a mainstay, have dried up.
It's been worse than ever. And, you know, I was through 87 and then into 90 and then things weren't looking so good in, 2001. I've seen all of those dips, and this has definitely been the worst. I've seen many, many, many people laid off on Wall Street, particularly people who we deal with on the services end, who purchase real estate and construction.
What work there isn't coming from new trading floors or executive lounges. It's coming from downsizing, taking apart cubicles, ripping out computer terminals, and helping with decommissioning office space that is no longer needed.
We've done that kind of work for several firms who just don't need the space anymore. So often their leases require them to return the space to its original condition, and we will do some of that work to help them do that.
Hennigan Construction is finding new work. It's taken an assignment from the school's construction authority. It's also looking to do more in the public sector. As for Wall Street, Maureen Hennigan isn't holding her breath.
I think there's an aspect of it that's permanent, at least temporarily permanent, between the restrictions by the SEC and other legal restrictions that are on companies. I think their ability to spend freely on things like facilities and construction work maybe has come to an end. But I don't expect that their will never be another growth spurt in the business. And so, you know, hopefully we'll be there and poised for that.
Maureen Hennigan, CEO of Hennigan Construction, just one of the companies left in the lurch when Lehman Brothers went belly up 1 year ago today.